As the Committee of Supply of the National Assembly examined the 2024 budgetary estimates, the allocation to the Office of the Leader of the Opposition was approved. Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Governance Gil Teixeira was questioned as to whether there was an increase to that office by opposition MP Ganesh Mahipal.
A lump sum of $2,156,835,000 that is going to the Parliament office, and from that office, a sum is allocated to the Office of the Leader of the Opposition. There is where the Office of the Leader of the Opposition receives his funding to scrutinize government's spending. So I'm asking if there is an increase from the sum that was there last year, and what is that amount?
The Leader of the Opposition has increased by the an undercurrent, because he has a capital budget which is separate. He has an increase of $3 million based on $1.1 million, which has to do with the increase of 6.5% for the salary increases for the leader of opposition and the members of his staff. So in 2023, it was $28,211,000. It is now $32,564,000.
Minister Teixeira was also questioned about the allocation to the Ghana Elections Commission, GECOM, of $3.5 billion, particularly as it relates to wages and salaries.
We're told that last year the commission catered for the local government elections. And so we see salaries, wages and salaries, at $1.6 million. In a year of 2024 where there is no elections, why do we see the increase to $1.799, almost $1.8 million?
I'm advised that the increase is due to the 6.5% increase in salaries and also the gratuity that's paid biannually to the staff. So some people's 6 months would cross over into 2024 from 2023.
At the conclusion of the examination of the estimates and expenditures under the ministry, the allocations were all approved without changes. Approval was also granted for the audit office of $1.3 billion, the Public and Police Service Commission of $202.1 million, the Teaching Service Commission of $184 million, and $270.9 million for the Public Procurement Commission. Funding for the Supreme Court, the DPP Chambers, the Office of the Ombudsman, the Public Service Appellate Tribunal, the Ethnic Relations Commission, the Judicial Service Commission, and the Rights Commissions of Ghana were also approved.